You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Human Rights, Disability Assist Dogs, Non-Discrimination Amendment Bill has recently passed its third reading in Parliament. After 7 years of campaigns, the bill now means that disabled folks with support dogs are now free from being denied service from transport, hospitality and landlord services, amongst others. I had a chat with Debbie Ward from CCS Disability Action about the changes, first asking about what the new bill means for disabled folks across Aotearoa. Could you please quickly go over the changes that have been made by the passing of the Disability Assist Dogs Non-Discrimination Amendment?
Yes, I think this is a exciting change to legislation, and it really is around protecting disabled people and disabled people who use disability assist dogs from being discriminated when they are using public services, or they are looking at on public transport or looking for accommodation, which has been a huge issue in the past around not being allowed access to these places or considered for accommodation because they have disability assist dogs. So this will hopefully prevent some of that discrimination that occurs in our communities.
A lot of people know of disability assist dogs, but I don't think that many people know about how widespread their uses are and how important they are. Could you please quickly go over how they are used and why they are needed?
Yeah, definitely. I think the most common use that maybe people associate with disability assist dogs are the guide dogs, who assist blind people or people with visual impairments to get around their communities. However, there are other forms of disability assist dogs, such as hearing dogs, mobility dogs, dogs that identify people who have diabetes, and just a wide variety, companion dogs. These disability assist dogs are so important for disabled people to just live ordinary lives in their communities and be able to get out and about and feel safe and secure out in their communities because their dogs support them to do this.
What sort of training do assist dogs undergo to become safe and helpful both to their owners and to their surroundings?
Yeah, I think the training is, it depends what type of disability assist dog it is. The training varies, but it can be years of training from from little pups, before they get matched with an owner that needs their services.
How big of an issue was service discrimination before this bill passed?
You know, it was quite a big issue, my understanding, for a lot of disabled people, not allowed into shops. I have a friend who uses a hearing dog, and when we've gone into restaurants or takeaway shops just to get some food, the number of times she's been told she can't have her dog inside and she has to justify and educate people why she has a dog with her wherever she goes, even though he is wearing a jacket and it's very clear that he's an assistance dog. So it's quite a wide area. There's a lot of naivety out there in the communities, and there's a huge issue about people getting rental accommodation because they have a dog and a disability assist dog. Landlords are just, it's an automatic, nope, you have an animal, you have a dog, you can't stay here, you're not considered. So it is quite widespread.
Why do you think that the bill took so long to be passed?
I think that's a very good question. I'm not sure. I was looking at it, and it was, former MP Mojo Matters that wrote the bill back in 2015, and now we're 2022, and it's just got passed now. I'm like, why did it take 7 years? But I think for me, the exciting thing is that, this was a bill that was supported by cross-party support. They worked together they were all on the same page, working together to reduce barriers for disabled people. wouldn't it be great if there was more of that, so that we, you know, that there was that cross-party support for the Accessibility for New Zealanders Act that's being introduced.
Do you think that this will encourage more people to receive assist dogs in the future?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Oh, definitely hoping so. That people can feel confident that if they have a disability assist dog, that they're not going to face discrimination when they go into places, or when they're looking at housing, using, applying for housing or using a public transport.
Are there any other changes that you think should be made in the future for assist dogs or disability rights in general?
I think definitely disability rights in general is something that a lot of disabled people still struggle with and face a lot of discrimination around employment, housing, all of those issues. And it would be great to see the all the political parties working together more often towards reducing the barriers for disabled people.
That was Debbie Ward from CCS Disability Action on the recent passing of the Disability Assist Dogs Non-Discrimination Amendment Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.